Yeah, we started filming in August 2016, and the 8th episode, what we see today are the first four, and these are the four episodes of a TV series we start. In the editing, now we edit the 5th episode. And I hope we can continue.
And it's fantastic to hear as well. How much have you been involved in sort of filming documentaries in the world of football? And what do you know of Bradford City before you started filming?
We are specialised in long-term documentaries. That's the reason why we had the chance to film it. And we are also specialised in filming football topics. We have been working with Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund and others. And it was fantastic to hear that we had the chance to film an English club. And this fantastic story, two Germans buying an English club in the motherland of football. And so I was really very happy. And also that we have a chance to have a look behind the scenes. And I think here it's real football. Yeah, I have goosebumps in the stadium. Yeah, so I love it.
It's fantastic to hear, because obviously there's a lot of talk about Bradford City and the sort of crowd it gets for sort of third tier football. What do you make of the atmosphere? What did you make of it when you first sort of walked in and you were filming everything over at Bradford?
I think it was really fantastic. And I think what is absolutely special, that it's a family club, that you have, I think, about 3,000 children under 11 in the stadium. It's a fantastic story, and I like the people here and the atmosphere, and it's really great for me.
And it's fantastic to me, because there's obviously so much that has happened over one season. I mean, sometimes you wouldn't get this in the world of football. Obviously, a manager leaving, major signings being made, the trip to Wembley and all the rest of it.
Especially the trip to Wembley.
Yeah.
And we were also filming the Fleetwood game, the second, when we went to Fleetwood, and also the atmosphere there, and the fans travelling to Fleetwood. We had one team in a bus joining the supporters on the way to Fleetwood. It was a really dream. And I think, it was an unhappy end, but I hope this year can be better.
I was going to say, it sets it up well for a sequel then, doesn't it?
Yeah. I hope that we have a chance in this season with the team. And but nevertheless, I think it is a fantastic story. And so you have to wait for the happy end a little bit. We think in a long term, and say Wembley was the fourth episode. And the incredible story is that Stefan and Edin bought the club the 20th of May 2016, and Wembley was the 20th of May 2017.
Yeah.
So to get promoted within 1 year, I think, could be too much, too much luck.
That was very, very true. And you obviously talked there about Edin and Stefan coming in. What was it like sort of receive that in Germany? Because obviously there aren't many German owners in English football.
No, I think this is special in this story, because they are the first who bought an English club. And I think at the moment, I think two productions start filming a Premier League club, Man City, and also in Serie A, Juve. But I think real football happens here. So I hope and think that this story could attract more people than the others. Okay, Man City has a lot of fans, but you can watch how rich people becomes rich. And this is the story of an underdog with fantastic supporters on the way to the top.
Is that something that does come across, obviously, with Bradford City? There's been the likes of Leeds United and so on. They have always been a bit of an underdog, Bradford City. Is that something that's really come across while you've been here?
Yes, I think this is an essential part of the story. But you have, with support, also a fire tragedy plays an important role. I think you have here a special community, which is unique. And this is of course, an essential part of the story.
Well, Francis, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the film. Bradford City fans out there, I imagine they were looking forward to it as well. They should be excited for this one, really.
Yes, I'm also enthusiastic because I'm a Bradford City fan, and I soak up everything, all of the things, like a sponge.
Yeah.
And I collect the paraders. I have all the books about Bradford City. I had a long interview with John Dewhurst. Yeah. I have a Jimmy Spears medal at my home. I have a FA Cup winner team picture in my office. So, yeah, I'm really happy that I can do this production.